Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday the 3rd of February and as ever here are three ideas to help you improve your business in around 3 minutes. And the first one's a topical one. It follows last night's Super Bowl with Seattle Seahawks actually tonking the Denver Broncos. But it features a guy who plays for the Seattle Seahawks called Derek Coleman, who is the first NFL legally deaf player and uses hearing aids during games. And he recently did a video or an advert for Duracell which had over 12 million views, which highlighted the obstacles that he'd overcome to play in the NFL as a deaf person. It's inspired lots of people, created a real buzz. And two of his biggest fans are 29-year-old sisters, Riley and Aaron Kolvachik, who actually sent him a lovely little letter. They're deaf themselves. And a lovely personalised handwritten letter explaining how they have faith in him. And it was a real inspiration. Wonderfully, Derek actually responded with his own personalised letter to them, saying, even though we wear hearing aids, we can still accomplish our goals and dreams. It's a great example of customer delight, where he personalised the customer experience, creating a wow reaction, being spontaneous or unexpected. It's the personal touch, it makes customers feel valued, it's genuine, and it creates a real talking point. But it didn't just end there, because it did create a talking point. The two girls were on national US news, and surprise, surprise, as they were actually being interviewed, Derek turned up and gave them Super Bowl tickets. You can actually see the video on andyhanselman.com and on homeofservice.com, but get your handkerchief out as you do it. But really, to conclude, some questions for you. When it comes to your customers, how good are you and your people at responding to customer request inquiries? How good are you at personalising those customer experiences? How do you encourage and ensure people do it consistently and genuinely? Idea two is to do this, and that's to say happy 10th birthday to Facebook. Yes, it was 10 years ago on Tuesday that Mark Zuckerberg launched the Facebook on February the 4th, 2004. Today that business connects 1.23 billion people. That's 1/7 of the world's population. And it actually connects more than half of the UK population. Its value is just over $90 billion. Not bad for a bloke who's celebrating only his 30th birthday this year in May. And idea three is to do this, or more importantly, don't do this. We went to watch The Wolf of Wall Street last week with Leonardo DiCaprio playing the guy, Jordan Belfort, who created a business called Stoke Stratton Oakmont. And it's a fantastic example of creating an Uber culture. I have to say it's a very horrific culture that he created. But there really are lessons there for anybody looking at leading and growing their business and creating the culture that they want. He created understanding, made it very clear what he wanted people to do, what he didn't want them to do. He built systems and processes to reinforce the culture. The film highlights how he regularly had meetings to highlight what was going on. He championed his champions. He actually made sure that people were very clear about what was expected of them. He even had things to reinforce their things. The parties that really did this, including dwarf throwing, not quite sure what that was all about. He empowered his people. He encouraged them to break the rules, to try new things. And he championed his champions in front of his colleagues. He also challenged the challengers. Humiliatingly gets rid of one of the guys in front of all his peers. I'm not at all suggesting that's what you should be doing in your business, but the principles of Uber culture were there for all to see. So have a look at the film so you can learn from it. And a word of warning, I enjoyed it, my wife Jill did not, and The Guardian described it as 3 hours of sexual and pharmacological excess, wanton debauchery, unfathomable avarice, gleeful misogyny, extreme narcotic brinkmanship, malfeasance and lawless behaviour. You have been warned. Have a great week.